Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, everybody, welcome into another exciting edition of the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you talking all things Florida Panthers hockey over the course of the next hour, and we've got a busy show for you here. Joining us later on in the hour from Bally Sports Florida and FloridaPanthers.com, Katie Gause is going to stop by. Coming up next segment, George Richards from Florida Hockey Now. He's going to stop by, give us some thoughts on the Panthers, on the trade deadline. So lots to get to coming up later on in the show. Here in this segment, we're going to take a look back at a busy week that was for the Panthers. We'll look back at Thursday's 4-3 win for the Cats on the road over the Montreal Canadiens, and we'll take a look at tonight's game, the Panthers and the Ottawa Senators. 7 o'clock faceoff across the Panthers radio network. We're on the air with Panthers preview beginning at 6:30. Same times for tomorrow. The Panthers will wrap up their Canadian road trip tomorrow night against the Toronto Maple Leafs. It's going to be a 7 o'clock faceoff, 6:30 Panthers preview. That is tomorrow night. The Panthers will finally be back home on Tuesday at 7 against Montreal. The Panthers will have played 7 consecutive road games when they hit the ice at home on Tuesday night. 7 o'clock faceoff, Montreal in town. FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. The Panthers will also be home against Chicago coming up on Thursday night at 7 o'clock, so you won't want to miss that. This Panthers team, they're coming off that big win over the Canadiens back on Thursday night. It's not a matter of if this team's going to make the Stanley Cup playoffs, it's when they make the Stanley Cup playoffs. And folks, you can secure your playoff presale access. Your Florida Panthers are on the hunt for the Stanley Cup playoffs. Sign up now for presale access and be notified first when single game tickets become available. Go to FloridaPanthers.com for all the information. And a reminder, folks, the Feltman's Value Pack, it's back for this season. Each Feltman's Value Pack includes Panthers tickets for 4 people, as well as a Feltman's All-Natural Hot Dog, Popcorn, and Soda. Go to FloridaPanthers.com/Value Pack for more information. Well, the Panthers are coming off that 4-3 win over the Montreal Canadiens. And it wasn't just a big road game in Montreal. It was the Panthers' debut for 3 new acquisitions. Of course, Claude Giroux, who had played 1,000 games with the Philadelphia Flyers, the only organization he'd ever been with, he was traded to the Panthers before the deadline. The Panthers also acquired Ben Chiarot, a defenseman from Montreal, in the lead-up to the trade deadline. And the Panthers added defenseman Robert Haig from the Buffalo Sabres. They all got into the lineup for the first time as Panthers back on Thursday night. But prior to the game, here was Claude Giroux as he was preparing to suit up for the first time as a member of the Panthers, how he was approaching it.
It's just something I've never done before, so it's a little nerve-wracking, but very excited. I mean, the practices are high tempo. We're guys are fast, and I know we're having fun out there. Yeah, those guys are fast players. Barkov can do pretty much anything you want a player to do. So I'm just gonna try to fit in the line. Try to bring some playmaking, and just go to the net and just have fun out there. There's a lot of excitement in the locker room. Guys are excited to get going, and It's definitely going to be a little bit weird early on, but when the game's going, I think all of that goes behind you.
That was Claude Giroux prior to his first game as a Florida Panther back on Thursday. The Panthers would win that game 4-3. Giroux would pick up a couple of assists. Ben Chiarot, Robert Haig, defensemen making their Panthers debuts. They also picked up assists in that game. So all three new additions got on the score sheet. Speaking of the score sheet, here are the highlights. The Panthers' goals from that 4-3 win in Montreal back on Thursday as they aired on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Here's Barkov up the left side, a shot, and he scores! And just like that, this game is tied up. Alexander Barkov cuts through the left circle, lets it rip, and he beats Jake Allen. And we've got a busy start to this one tonight in Montreal. 36 seconds in, each team has one.
Back to play it, and he'll make a move here on the near side. Lost it, a shot from Marchman, and the save made by Allen.
Caught up to it, he scores! Mason Marchman follows in his own chance. And he gives the Panthers a 2-1 lead with the rebound goal.
Across from Mackenzie Weaker, long shot deflecting, and it winds up here in the near corner. Handled by Huberdeau then. Huberdeau on to the point. Chiarot, he'll have it at the blue line. Long shot tipped in front, they score, and the Panthers are up 3-2.
A long shot from Chiarot that looks like Anthony Duclair got a piece of it. And with that, a deflection, and the Panthers take a one-goal lead.
Front, hopped over the stick of Reinhardt here on the near side. Reinhardt able to run it down off the boards. Hands it down low, side of the net. Huberdeau, Reinhardt in front. Shot, and he scores. A power play goal, and the Panthers take a 4-2 lead.
Sam Reinhardt rips it out of the right circle after a really nice pass from Jonathan Huberdeau.
Final seconds tick away, and that's it for this one. The Panthers start off this Canadian swing with a 4-3 win in Montreal over the Canadiens.
So a big 4-3 victory for the Panthers on the road over Montreal back on Thursday. The Panthers practiced yesterday before they hit the road for Ottawa. Here's Panthers interim head coach Andrew Brunette after yesterday's practice, first talking about the scoring depth this Panthers team has. They were deep already, and now they've added some big guns to the fold. Here's what Andrew Brunette had to say about the overall scoring depth this team has.
Yeah, I mean, we're obviously really fortunate and lucky to have as many really good players as we have. And at times it takes some selflessness. And I think we have exhibited that all year where we don't care who scores, everybody feels good. And I think it's a really good, great trait from our group that we're all happy. Doesn't matter who scores, what happens. And it's they've been a treat to be around because of that.
Panthers interim head coach Andrew Brunette right there talking about the wealth of talent this Panthers team has. Now the Panthers will see Ottawa tonight, and they're not a team that's in the playoff mix, but they are a team that does play with a lot of energy, and they do have some scoring punch and a lot of young guys. This is a team that's going to be very good a year or two down the road. Here's what Andrew Brunette had to say as the Panthers prepare for this matchup against the Senators. Again, this was after practice yesterday.
They're a young, hungry team, and they're out to prove themselves, and no better team to prove than against us. And it'll be a challenge again tomorrow night. They're going to play hard. We talked a little bit after the game last night. We got all these teams that maybe record-wise aren't there, but these are their playoffs, and these are their games that they're trying to prove themselves, and tomorrow will be no different. I think they're trying to prove themselves. They're trying to, for some of them for next year, some of them just to try to stay in the lineup. So, yeah, they're very scary games because every night we're going to get the other team's best game, and we got to be ready to go. We can't get too comfortable.
Andrew Brunette talking about the matchup against Ottawa. Last time out, Sam Reinhardt picked up another goal for the Panthers. He's had a great season. We're going to hear from Sam Reinhardt in just a moment, but here's Andrew Brunette talking about just what Sam Reinhardt has meant to this team.
Yeah, I mean, speaks volumes to our group that we can play him in any different line, and every line that he plays on generates offense. And again, we're very lucky to have that kind of depth. He's such an intelligent player. He fits in anywhere. He makes plays. He's probably one of the highest IQ guys I've ever been around, and he's having a great season.
Andrew Brunette there talking about the successful season that Sam Reinhardt has had. Sam Reinhardt's been a key part of the Panthers' power play all season long. Now let's hear from Reinhardt himself. He talks about the Panthers adding Claude Giroux to that top power play unit and then goes on to talk about all the depth the Panthers have.
Yeah, I think no matter who you add to a power play, you're trying to figure out guys' tendencies and stuff, and you know, I thought we did a good job early. We moved it around. you know, find them back in the net. But, you know, I think to have a couple early in the game helped us out, you know, get those reps in a little bit. And then, yeah, we were able to get a big one, you know, in the third to win the game for us. You know, it's a lot of fun to be a part of. You know, you're able to conserve a lot of energy throughout the year and feel that much better more often. You know, when you've got this many guys producing. So, you know, I think it takes pressure off everybody.
So Panthers forward Sam Reinhardt right there, who's been around a point a game all season long, having a great first season in a Panthers uniform. And he's been a key part to what this team's been able to do all season long. So the Panthers now look ahead to tonight's game. They'll be on the road against the Ottawa Senators. 7 o'clock faceoff, 6:30 Panthers preview across the radio network. Tomorrow night, same thing, but the Panthers will be in Toronto. 7 o'clock faceoff, 6:30 Panthers preview across the radio network. The Panthers return home for Tuesday night's matchup against the Montreal Canadiens. It's going to be a 7 o'clock game. Thursday at 7, the Panthers have the Chicago Blackhawks at FLA Live Arena in Sunrise. Again, FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. Busy rest of the show coming your way. We're going to take a brief pause here, and when we come back, we'll be joined by George Richards from Florida Hockey Now. Get his thoughts on the trade deadline, the big Panthers acquisitions, and more. Coming up later on in the show, Katie Gauss from Bally Sports Florida and FloridaPanthers.com will be joining us. So a lot to get to as we cruise along, folks. Doug Plagans here with you. This is the Florida Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back here on the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you as always, and we'll be joined by a special guest coming up here in just a moment. And well, the Panthers, a big game tonight, big couple of games over the weekend. They've got the Ottawa Senators tonight at 7 p.m., and it's going to be a 6:30 pregame show for you across the Panthers Radio Network. And then tomorrow, a much-anticipated game, the Panthers and the Toronto Maple Leafs, 7 o'clock face-off, 6:30 Panthers preview across the radio network, first of three matchups between the Panthers and the Leafs. So no doubt those three games will have big impact on the Atlantic Division moving forward as we head down the stretch. Panthers coming off that win in Montreal, 4-3 back on Thursday night. Panthers fans, not too early to start planning for the 2023 NHL All-Star Game here in South Florida. Come see some of the biggest stars across the league showcase their skills and enjoy some South Florida sun. Presale access is available to territory members. For more information, go to FloridaPanthers.com/members. Mention the Panthers back home Tuesday against Montreal at 7. Thursday at 7 against Chicago at FLA Live Arena, FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. And kind enough to join us now here on the Panthers Insider Show from Florida Hockey Now, George Richards stopping by the show, friend of the program. And well, George, first, thanks for taking some time out for us here on a Saturday morning, getting ready for a big Panthers game tonight as the Cats are in Ottawa to take on the Senators. But the first things first, I want to get your thoughts on the busy trade deadline season. You've been covering the Panthers for a long time. Where did this trade deadline season rank among others that you've been able to cover? And welcome into the program as always.
Well, first off, good morning, Doug. Thanks for having me. Yeah, as far as trade deadlines go, I mean, this has to be one of the highlights as far as the Florida Panthers go, right? I mean, probably last year was probably their best one or most productive one when you consider the players that Bill Zito brought in, you know, in 2021, Sam Reinhardt, etc. And this one just, you know, exceeded that when you look at the players that Florida got. When you looked at the main need, we all knew, was defense. He went out and took care of that, you know, before the deadline hit. And then, you know, then you can focus on the luxury item. And that was Claude Giroux, and they were able to get that one as well. So, yeah. And let's not forget Hag, that they bring in on Sunday after Aaron Ekblad, you know, going on LTIR, frees up some money. So very good trade deadline for the Panthers for Bill Zito. And, you know, they added a lot of firepower. They added some size, some grit, and did exactly what they had hoped to do.
George Richards, Florida Hockey Now, here with us. And you touched on all three acquisitions that Bill Zito was able to make around the trade deadline there.
But what does it tell you, George, looking back even to the summer when, for example, Joe Thornton, he handpicked the Panthers, wanted to come down to South Florida and take a run at the Stanley Cup with this group. And the guys that we saw over the summer, guys like Brandon Montour, he wanted to come back. He wanted to be a part of this moving forward. Obviously, Alexander Barkov signing the big contract. He wanted to be here long term. And then you have a guy like Claude Giroux, who, you know, he wanted to be specifically a Florida Panther if he wasn't going to be a Philadelphia Flyer anymore, where he spent the first 1,000 games of his National Hockey League career. What's it tell you about what has been built here, what Bill Zito's put together, when you've got big names who are singling out the Panthers as a destination spot?
Yeah, and you nailed it right there. I mean, that's something I asked a couple players about when it happened, because, you know, for those folks who have been following the Panthers for a long time or fans of the Panthers, this is kind of a first, because, you know, in years past, players may have only wanted to come here at the end of their careers and, you know, kind of a nice paycheck deal and golf in the afternoon and flip-flops to practice kind of thing and kind of retire. But that's not the case here. Like you said, last summer, the big thing is many moves as the Panthers made, having Joe Thornton pick you to say, hey, I've only got one more crack at this, maybe two. I'm choosing the Florida Panthers to chase the Stanley Cup. That opened a lot of eyes, not only in that room, but around the league. When someone of Joe Thornton's stature is chasing the Stanley Cup and he chose you. Here, fast forward 6 months, whatever it is, and Claude Giroux does the exact same thing. He tells the Philadelphia Flyers, I've got a no trade, and I'm only going to Florida. And Philadelphia confirmed that. They said the only team that ever was in the discussion were the Florida Panthers. And that is just a lift to the room. I mean, we heard last night, Ben Chiarot talked about, you can see the swagger this team has, the excitement every player on the Panthers has just to play the game. And stuff like this only enhances that. So that tells them, hey, we're on the right track. We know we're good and we're going to keep moving forward. And you just keep it. It's just an abundance of riches right now. As far as the Panthers go, you look down those lines and you look at the defensive pairings and you know, they are absolutely stacked.
George Richards, Florida Hockey Now, joining us here. And well, we talk about the Panthers' depth there, everything the Panthers did at the deadline. What'd you think of the overall feel of the Eastern Conference at the deadline? It felt almost like an arms race because you had the New York Rangers who were acquiring depth. The Tampa Bay Lightning always make a savvy move or two. They did that again. The Carolina Hurricanes added pieces. Of course, we've talked about what the Panthers did. Pittsburgh was beefing up for the playoffs as well. The Eastern Conference was already going to be a gauntlet. Whoever comes out of the Eastern Conference will certainly have earned that trip to the Stanley Cup final when that time comes around. But after the trade deadline, this conference, 1 through 8, you've got 8 teams, George, that nobody's just going to be happy to be there. Everybody who's going to make the playoffs on the Eastern side is going to feel like they have a legitimate shot at this thing. What were your thoughts on just the way that the Eastern Conference teams seemed to be trying to one-up each other, it almost felt like, at the deadline?
Yeah, I spoke to Bill Zito at the All-Star break, and I asked him what he thought the trade market would look like, if he could, you know, look into that crystal ball, knowing that there are 8 teams in the East that are in. Their tickets are punched. There's 8 teams in the East. The West is kind of the wild, wild West, right? We don't know who's going to make it out of that conference. But the market was kind of set in the East. You had 8 teams in the East, and everybody else is selling. And it's just crazy. The arms race is an absolute perfect way to say it. I mean, because that's what it is. The Panthers would get a guy. The next day, you'd see someone else pick up. The Tampa Bay made a deal. And then here comes Boston with a move. And then, you know, Washington makes a move. So everybody in the East feels like they improved themselves. The Carolina Hurricanes, for whatever reason, didn't do a whole lot. I heard some stories about that. But, you know, they end up picking up Max Domi on the cheap. The Panthers, ironically, kind of help out with that in a 3-team deal with Columbus. But everybody just bolstered their lineups, and Florida still comes out on top, I think, with the two big moves that they made. Because you look in the top five of the trade targets, Florida got two of those top five, arguably. So Florida wins the arm race. They probably already had the best team in the East, and they only added to that. But yeah, you're right. It's going to be an unbelievable playoff in the East. You've got 1 through 8. You're looking at right now, number 8 is Washington. Number 7, as we speak, Doug, is the Tampa Bay Lightning. So what are you talking about here? I mean, it's the East is a beast. So it's not going to be easy coming out of this conference, no doubt about that.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time when you had a whole conference worth of playoff teams that are all going to see themselves as contenders. There's not going to be anybody who snuck in on the last day. Everybody's going to be focused on the prize at the end. George Richards, Florida Hockey Now, stopping by here with us. Last one that we'll leave you with here, George. Obviously, the Panthers have the Ottawa Senators tonight, and not undermining any opponent, but I think anybody would say that the main course, the feature presentation of this weekend, is when the Panthers finally get to see the Toronto Maple Leafs tomorrow night. I guess a two-parter here to leave you with. Just how big are these 48 hours? Because every game at this point in the season, even when you have a record like the Panthers do, every point is so huge. But how big specifically is that game against the Leafs coming up tomorrow night at 7 o'clock?
Andrew Burnett was asked about the Toronto Maple Leafs before they even left to play Montreal, right? I mean, that's how big it is. They haven't played each other yet this season. The Toronto Maple Leafs are obviously jockeying for position in the Atlantic Division. It's going to be a tough game, especially when you consider that the Florida Panthers are playing Ottawa tonight. So it's going to be the second half of a back-to-back for the Panthers. Not the best way to go into it. You would have rather have played Toronto on Saturday, but, you know, get a little hockey night in Canada action, but you'll take Ottawa. And you know, if the Panthers, again, anytime you look at a back-to-back, if you can get 3 out of the 4 points, you're happy with it. I'm sure the Panthers are looking, you know, at that way as well. But if you can beat Ottawa tonight and then take care and then beat Toronto tomorrow, get 4 out of the 4, that really says something about this team. I don't think that they're too concerned with how they play. They know it's a back-to-back. You know, it's just the way the schedule works itself out. But it should be a very exciting game. Toronto's been looking at the Panthers all season long. You're going to have a really jacked-up crowd in Toronto for a Sunday night game. Should be a lot of fun, Doug.
George Richards, Florida Hockey Now, here with us. Yeah, it feels like forever ago now. For a while, folks were nitpicking the Panthers' road record, but really because there wasn't anything else to nitpick with this team, and they've put all that in the rear view as they've played some really good hockey away from home. George Richards, Florida Hockey Now, tell all the folks out there where they can find you.
Yeah, just come on over, floridahockeynow.com. We've got 2, 3, 4 stories up on the Panthers every single day. So anything you need to know about the Florida Panthers, it's at floridahockeynow.com. Visit me on Twitter at George Richards. And we've also got the YouTube page, Florida Hockey Now, where we've got all the interviews from the players and coaches and everything else in between right there.
Check it all out right now. Florida Hockey Now. George Richards, kind enough to stop by. George, thank you very much for your time as always, and enjoy the games this weekend. Going to be a busy 48 hours.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Doug. Have a good day, bud.
Thank you very much. George Richards, Florida Hockey Now, kind enough to stop by, taking some time out for us here on this edition of the Panthers Insider Show. Panthers fans, come out to Pucks and Pints Beer Fest presented by Funky Buddha Brewery on April 24th at FLA Live Arena. Sample unlimited beer, listen to live music, watch the Cats defend home ice that night against the rival Tampa Bay Lightning at 6. Portion of the proceeds benefit the Florida Panthers Foundation. Must be 21 or older to enter. Go to panthersfoundation.org for more information. Panthers in Ottawa tonight at 7, in Toronto tomorrow at 7, and then Tuesday back home against Montreal for a 7 o'clock faceoff. FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com to get your tickets. Big thanks, George Richards, for stopping by this segment. Coming up next segment, Katie Goss from Bally Sports Florida and FloridaPanthers.com. She's going to stop by the show. So another friend of the program stopping by next segment. Looking forward to that, folks. Doug Plagans here with you. This is the Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Hey, everybody, welcome back here in the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you, talking all things Panthers hockey. And we've got a very special guest, friend of the the program joining us here in just a moment. Of course, the Panthers are coming off a victory on the road against the Montreal Canadiens back on Thursday. So the Panthers 4-3 winners on Thursday over Montreal. They're getting ready for a game tonight in Ottawa. It's going to be a 7 o'clock faceoff, 6:30 Panthers preview across the radio network. And then tomorrow night, much anticipated, the Panthers and the Toronto Maple Leafs. Hard to believe the two division foes haven't played each other yet this season. The Panthers and the Leafs, that's going to be tomorrow. 7 o'clock faceoff, 6:30 Panthers preview. And then the Panthers are back home Tuesday. Feels like it's been forever, but the Panthers will be back home Tuesday night when they welcome in those same Montreal Canadiens. So Tuesday, 7 o'clock, FLA Live Arena. FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. And you can welcome Claude Giroux to Panthers territory. Score tickets for $28 as we welcome number 28. Join the Cats for the playoff push. Limited seats available while supplies last. Go to FloridaPanthers.com/offers for more information. Joining us now here on the Panthers Insider Show, where she is a friend of the program from Bally Sports Florida, FloridaPanthers.com. Katie Gaw is kind enough to stop by once again. Katie, thanks very much for being here with us today. Great to have you back on the Panthers Insider Show. How are you on this Saturday morning?
Doug, thank you so much. As always, very excited to be here. Very happy to be chatting Panthers hockey. I liked what you said. It feels like forever. Could these guys come home already? I'm getting a little stir crazy. It's been great watching them on the road, of course, but especially with new faces on the team, I know we're all anxious to get to see them on Panthers home ice, but I am good. I'm looking forward to some very important matchups coming up here. The Toronto one, like you mentioned in particular, I think is one that I've had kind of circled on my calendar for a little while. So a lot of good things to be excited about, and coming off a very busy week of everything with the trade deadline. There's some craziness going on, but in a good way.
Well, why don't we start there, Katie, with the trade deadline. Of course, the Panthers were active. It was pretty busy across the entire league. The Panthers, though, were the team that landed the most sought-after forward that was rumored to be on the market and the most sought-after defenseman that was rumored to be on the market, and they got both of those done prior to the deadline. But just want to get overall your impressions of the crazy trade deadline season that we saw, since this is our first Panthers Insider Show since the deadline came and went. What did you think of everything?
Oh, I'm thrilled with the results for the Cats. And I think, you know, anytime you have a trade deadline, the big measuring stick for kind of figuring out how great did we do was seeing the reaction for the general manager. And Bill Zito, you know, he can be a guy that keeps it close to the vest, but he couldn't stop smiling when we spoke with him. He was thrilled. And I really liked when we got a chance to chat, how he said that back in January, they had kind of circled a few names of their top potential, you know, wish list type players, and they landed both of them. So, I mean, you can't really ask for much more. And like you mentioned, Doug, you know, they were the two top, you know, forward and defenseman available out there. So to be able to have both of them coming to South Florida, not to mention the fact that Zito did a really great job of not having to shake up or stir up too much on the existing roster in order to do so. I mean, you really can't ask for much more, and thrilled to see these guys. I mean, they already are starting to make an impact, and that's one game in without, you know, establishing chemistry. Ben Chiarot hasn't even had a full practice with this, you know, the Cats team really up until that point. So, you know, to be able to come into that very first game and already be kind of finding his groove and playing alongside Mackenzie Weegar, I mean, I just think there's so much to be excited about with these new acquisitions. Every single one of them, you know, not only fits well with the team, but was done in a way that allows the team to maintain all the good chemistry and the good vibes that they've had all season long.
Couple things I want to get to off what you just brought up there, Katie, but I know you had a chance to chat with Bill Zito, not just in the media availability, but a chance to do a quick interview with him afterward for FloridaPanthers.com. And I'm sure some of the folks saw it on social media as well, which everybody can go and check that out, of course, at FLA Panthers. But Katie, in that conversation you had with him, Bill Zito really emphasized the fact, and I thought this was important, he really emphasized the fact that when they go out looking for a player, they're not really just looking for the hockey skill. They're looking for somebody that's going to be a fit character-wise in what's already a really strong dressing room. And I thought that was interesting. It was a point that when you asked about it, Bill Zito really drove home.
Oh, absolutely. And I think we've sort of seen, you know, that mentality from him since he's gotten here, right? I mean, but the way that he's been able to establish this shift in the culture by some of the pieces that he's brought up, you know, brought in even from the beginning. I mean, Patrick Hornquist comes to mind. Even when, you know, he's been drafting players and we've asked him about, you know, their personalities, and he's, you know, always made sure to emphasize the character of the kids. It's something that is clearly very important to him and has made a huge difference on this team. So when we got to talk to him about it, you could see him right away just very emphatic about how important that element was. And I mean, it's no secret, this Cats group has such a good thing going inside that locker room. And to be, you know, making trades or moving players, you have to be careful. There is a secret sauce to this recipe that they have working right now. And to be able to minimize the changes that he made while also bringing in guys that, you know, for example, okay, Claude Giroux has connections with Gudas. Then he gets Robert Haig, who has connections to Giroux. Ben Chiarot has leadership experience, has, you know, playoff experience, is just respected as a really good guy. I mean, these are all things that Bill Zito very carefully factored in. So, I mean, there's no shortage of good personalities, good leadership, and just good players in that dressing room.
Katie Gause, our guest here on the Panthers Insider Show this morning. Panthers and the Ottawa Senators tonight at 7. Panthers and the Leafs tomorrow at 7. And then the Panthers will have Montreal coming into FLA Live Arena on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. And you don't want to miss that. Of course, FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com to get your tickets. And we talk about the deadline there, Katie, but everybody got their feet wet in a hurry in their new Panthers uniforms back on Thursday night. Claude Giroux and Robert Haig picked up their first points as Panthers in the first minute of the hockey game. They both registered assists. Claude Giroux had a couple of helpers, and then Ben Chiarot would pick up an assist later on when he had a point shot deflected in. But you look at the way those guys were all able to get into the mix. And of course, especially from the perspective of Chiarot and Haig, not guys that are going to be leaned on for points every single night, but I'm sure it was fun for them to get on the score sheet. Claude Giroux, on the other hand, he's been a point producer his whole career, looked like he fit in pretty comfortably. I guess in mentioning that, what were your impressions as all three made their Panthers debuts back on Thursday in Montreal?
Absolutely. Well, let's start with Giroux because I mean, it was, as you said, seamless. He got into the mix very early into the game, but what stood out was the fact that he was being put in basically every position right out of the gate. You know, this wasn't just, oh, you know, he was getting top line minutes, but he was playing. Obviously, we saw the five forwards being utilized on the power play. You also saw him being used in important moments in the game on the penalty kill towards the end when they were in that 6-on-4 situation. So to be able to come in and have just a really strong impact, he had great possession. He had great, you know, just defensive skills. I mean, we saw just tiny little bits of everything that he was advertised as. So it was nice. I mean, like you said, with some of the other guys, they're not expected to necessarily have points every night, but how nice is it for your confidence just to be able to join a new group and already feel like you're just contributing and making a positive impact? So for Chiarot, I think he did a really nice job working with Mackenzie Weegar, again, having literally nothing but a morning skate at that point to sort of assimilate. When we spoke to him after the game, and he said, "I was shaking off some rust. The team was shaking off some rust. Neither had played a game in a little while." But it didn't take long, and I think you saw as the game progressed how much everyone was getting comfortable. And I think that just sort of is a testament to the excitement you should have moving forward of once these guys really start to build that chemistry. And Robert Haig, again, you know, putting up the minutes on that third line pairing, just playing his game, doing a solid job, getting on the score sheet. A guy like that, you really can't ask for much more. So overall, I think nothing but positive reviews from the debuts of all three players.
Yeah, it's important to have, especially as you make a push toward the playoffs. It never hurts to have a surplus of defensemen. Defense depth, you're going to need everybody as you get closer to the Stanley Cup playoffs and into the playoffs. Katie Gause, Bally Sports Florida, FloridaPanthers.com, our guest here today. So the Panthers heading into a back-to-back weekend, Katie. Ottawa, a pesky team. You certainly can't take them lightly. They have the ability to score. But I know the players take things one game at a time, but from our perspective, from our vantage point, from our seats, we're allowed to look ahead. We're allowed to circle certain dates. Yes. We're allowed to highlight certain things. And we're not undermining the Ottawa Senators when we mention this, but Katie, I think it's safe to say that the eyes of everybody not just those following the Panthers, but I think across the hockey world, I think a lot of folks are going to be keying in on tomorrow night's game when the Panthers meet Toronto. Hard to believe they haven't seen the Leafs yet. They're going to have them three times the rest of the way. Those three matchups could have a lot of meaning in terms of determining where these two teams finish. How exciting is this matchup tomorrow? It's always exciting when the Panthers go into Toronto, but especially this season with what's at stake, the star power that's involved. I know we're all going to be keeping an eye on that one.
Well, no question. And I mean, the standings alone are sort of, you know, they set you up for this type of, you know, anticipation and this type of excitement because, you know, there's still plenty of games left and things are close enough where every point against a team that's anywhere near you in the standings is very, very important. So, of course, from a, you know, from a points perspective and a standings perspective, this game stands out. But it's also just the first opportunity to see a variety of superstars match up against each other. And okay, so who comes out on top? Those are sort of the storylines that carry over when you get to the postseason. You look back on these types of games and you kind of evaluate and sort of use these as a way to make predictions and sort of a game plan for what to expect. So to have Matthews, Marner, Bunting, that top line that's emerged over this season going up against the Barkov, Verhaeghe, Giroux. I mean, that's something I think as soon as the Giroux, Barkov, Verhaeghe line formed, people were already throwing out comparisons on Twitter, which one is better, you know, people just sort of throwing their favoritism behind, you know, their own teams, but there's a lot of hype around it. But I think kind of like you said, this Panthers team, they are very good at blocking out everything that's going on around them and focusing in on one game at a time. I think that the hype for playing Toronto for them will just be the excitement of seeing a new team, mm-hmm. Nothing more than just a new opponent and a new challenge. And I think that is the right way to approach it because ultimately there's going to be plenty more matchups against them. And depending on how things shake out, seeing them again. So I think just keeping it in that perspective of new team, new challenge, knowing it's a good team. And the Cats have proven all season long, they tend to step up and really come out flying against the best opponents.
Yeah, they rise to the occasion in the big games. And that's going to be tomorrow night, of course. They're all big this time of the year. Tonight's a big game in Ottawa. Tomorrow's a big game when the Panthers visit Toronto. Tuesday's going to be a big game when the Panthers return home to take on Montreal. And that's going to be a 7 o'clock faceoff at FLA Live Arena. A couple before we let you get going here, Katie, but Spencer Knight, five straight starts for the Panthers. And it wasn't necessarily planned out that way, but Sergei Bobrovsky, who's had a great season, he had that freak incident where he was hit by a puck on the bench on the West Coast trip. And then they said he wasn't feeling well last week, and Spencer Knight's come in and he's been able to just, you know, make it a seamless transition. He's a young guy, didn't faze him playing those back-to-back games in Vegas and Anaheim last week. So a good situation for the Panthers. I think when you get closer to the playoffs, you know, Sergei Bobrovsky's proven, you know, he's the guy. He's won 30 games this season already. As we move along, though, I think it's important when you push toward the playoffs to have two guys that are rolling along well, two numbers that you could call when it comes time to picking a goalie for a given night, and you won't have to run a guy into the ground before the playoffs. I think that's a big luxury for the Panthers. They could go into the playoffs with both guys fresh and rested. But your impression of Spencer Knight since he's come back up from what was a nice stint in the American Hockey League, he's really come in and just done a great job here for the Panthers as he's made five straight starts.
Yeah, well, it's no secret. Anybody that talks to me knows how much I adore Spencer Knight.
The Katie Gauss household is a big Spencer Knight household.
It is. I've covered Spencer for a long time. So anytime he has success, I'm the first person to jump all over that bandwagon to make sure everyone's paying attention. But you mentioned it, Doug, that stint in the AHL. What a testament to how much that a player at his age can benefit from going down, getting constant reps, playing in that environment, getting confidence and getting wins and then coming back. I think you can't say enough about how well he was handled and how well that situation was handled, getting him down there every chance they got, really getting him into a nice routine. And now we are reaping those rewards. It's been so wonderful to see him come back with that confidence that we saw maybe from his very first few starts with us back when he was sort of riding the just adrenaline of being in the NHL. Of course, starting this season as a 20-year-old still, keeping in mind he doesn't turn 21 until April. So big month coming up for Spencer, the big 2-1. But to come into the league and have to continue producing and performing at the level he was, no one expected that every single night. So to go down to the AHL to get that confidence back and to be able to come up and start showing the flashes that we know from him that he is so capable of, that we've seen from college, from his time at World Juniors, super, super exciting and something that fans should be really, really thrilled about. Because like you said, heading into the postseason, you have to have your goaltending in order and you have to have that confidence that, you know, you have options that, you know, you never know what's going to happen in the playoffs from the roster to the goalies. It's important to have depth all across the board. So to have Spencer coming in and playing the way he is just really, it's a great thing. And there's nothing wrong with a little bit of that still just internal competition of, hey, you know, he's playing really well. I'm stepping up my game back and forth. They feed off of each other. Goaltenders tend to, you know, succeed together. And so to see that from Spencer, when we get Bob back in the mix, I think that's only going to make for a better situation for both goalies. But yeah, really excited to see what he's doing. And again, just hard to remember that he is so, so young and we have so many more years of this from him.
Yeah, well, I've said it multiple times. When I was his age, I was just excited that I was going to get to have a car on campus next year. And he's part of a team that's going to be making a push for a Stanley Cup potentially. Katie Gause, our guest here, last one for you. Katie, we talked a lot about the Panthers. Was there anything that happened in and around the trade deadline that elsewhere across the National Hockey League that caught your eye? I know, Marc-Andre Fleury was on the move. We saw a lot of teams make depth moves. We saw Tampa Bay and the Rangers bolster their depth. Was there anything that that you saw around the league that really captured your attention?
Well, I think you could kind of wrap it all up by just saying the East is a beast. Yep. Holy smokes. I mean, I know that it makes sense considering the number of teams that are really fighting for spots and anticipating those deep runs as opposed to the Western Conference where it's kind of clear who your leaders, you know, and your front runners are. But my goodness, between the New York Rangers making moves, between Tampa bringing in Hagel and bringing in Nick Paul, which is going to be really great additions. And they always seem to make strong moves at the deadline. We've seen that from them every single year. Toronto brings in Giordano. I mean, you really can't say enough about teams in the East that are just pushing for it. Boston had some, I mean, it's going to be a tough matchup. And it's great in terms of the competition, but it's also a little bit disappointing knowing that so many good teams in the East are going to be getting eliminated just by the nature of the beast, which is that they're all going to be facing each other in those first few rounds to get to the conference finals and the Stanley Cup. It's crazy to try to look at the standings right now and see how close everything is and just how many teams have some serious weapons and some serious threats. And I mean, we gave Frank Vetrano to New York for that fourth round pick, and now he's still in a really good spot. No. So it's pretty incredible to have a player that gets traded and really isn't missing out on much. I mean, he's going to be in a really good spot as well. So there's a lot to watch for. There's a lot of good moves being made, and it's going to make for a very exciting Eastern Conference playoffs.
Yeah, rare to see where you go down the list, and I'm sure all eight teams in the mix in the Eastern Conference, they all think they have what it takes to make a run. There's nobody who's just going to be in happy to be there mode when the playoffs start in the Eastern Conference. So it's going to be exciting to watch. And you hit it on the head there, Katie, the Eastern Conference picture. There are no favorable matchups to be had. It's going to be tough sledding all the way through. And whoever comes out of the Eastern Conference will certainly have earned it. Katie Gause from Bally Sports Florida, FloridaPanthers.com, our guest here this morning. Katie, thank you very much, as always, for stopping by. Longtime friend of the program, and great to have you back here once again.
Thanks so much, Doug. And let's get some more road wins and then get these boys back at FLA Live Arena.
And the Panthers will be back. Thank you very much, Katie. The Panthers will be back Tuesday at 7 against Montreal, Thursday at 7 against Chicago. And folks, the Panthers, of course, those games, you can get the tickets at FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com, 954-835, puck the number to call. And it is the month of Marchment. You can score tickets starting at just $17 for those next two home matchups, Tuesday against Montreal, Thursday against Chicago. Limited seats available while supplies last. Go to floridapanthers.com/offers for more information. That's it for this edition of the Panthers Insider Show. Big thanks to Katie Gause for stopping by this segment. As I mentioned, Panthers tonight in Ottawa at 7. We're on the air at 6:30 for Panthers preview. Tomorrow in Toronto at 7, 6:30 Panthers preview. 7 o'clock on Tuesday, the Panthers are back home against Montreal. And then Thursday, they've got Chicago at home as well. So get your tickets to those. Everybody, thanks very much for tuning in. I'm Doug Plagans. This has been the Panthers Insider Show right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.